And we are back here on In Focus News Radio, KMA at 9:52. Thanks to all our wonderful guests this morning. And we're going to close out the morning with Mike McCarty here. How's it going, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. I'm wonderful. It's an interesting day to be back in the seat. But I'm having a good time.
Just so that you know, we had an interesting discussion this morning before you got here with Brandon.
Oh, really?
Because he identified him as Michael McCarty.
Ooh, okay.
And I did not know who Michael McCarty was.
And you all are familiar. I've learned that very quickly as I approached in here.
And we go way back.
We've been friends for a really, really long time. Great friends.
And Mike's here to talk about the first annual Thanksgiving food drive benefiting the Flint Hills Bread Basket in association with AAA Manhattan. Mike, talk a little bit, first of all, how this all culminated. I'm curious to hear how this – it is the first year it's going on. So how has this sort of been formulated between the two groups?
Well, I just started with AAA back in November.
Okay.
And one of the things I love most about my job is they encourage you to find ways to give back to the community. Thanksgiving's coming up, and I was trying to think of a way to involve everybody, give back. So I came up with the Flint Hills Bread Basket, called, and found out that they have lost one of their biggest donors this year, and so they needed help. And so then I thought, well, maybe it's bigger than just AAA. So I called all the people in our little strip mall, and we got together, and we've got six of us now that are doing it this year.
Wow, how about that? And talk a little bit about sort of what goes into the drive as well. I mean, there's a lot of labor that goes into making these happen as well. But what are some of the things you're hoping to get out there? What are some of the work y'all have to do? Tell me a little bit about some of that.
Well, we're mainly collecting the food, and then we'll donate it on the 22nd. We give it a time for people to the bread basket, then turn around and give it out to the people so they can get their Thanksgiving dinners. I've done the footwork, getting everyone involved, creating posters, doing advertising as much as possible. This is something I'm kind of excited about and I've invested in. I really want this to be a huge success, not just for the food basket, but also our bread basket, but also for our little community of businesses out there.
So some of those businesses you've mentioned, you haven't mentioned them, but you mentioned the ones that are partnering with you. Some of them include like the Bork Brothers and Fifely Jewelers. And are these places, in addition to AAA, you could go donate items if you're interested to participate?
Absolutely. Every one of us there in the strip is going to have a box inside. We've got the posters outside, and we're going to be donating. I can't speak for the others, but AAA is also want to say thank you for the donations. So everybody that drops off anything will be able to enter a drawing for a free year membership.
Oh, how about that? And that sounds like a great deal to go along with it. In addition to helping out, you get some car coverage. I don't know.
Absolutely. And we're getting close to winter.
You know, I've had some winter troubles in the past, and I think we've all had a few conversations with Brandon Peoples about some of the dangers of winter driving. So I think it's not a bad time to go consider some coverage in any way.
But, absolutely.
What are some of the items? What are some of the items you're hoping to get donated? I imagine you're open to a lot of different types of foods, but is there a specific type of foodstuffs you're most interested in?
The bread basket, yeah, they've been asking for canned sweet potatoes, big boxes of mashed potatoes. My mind's going to go blank right now.
There's plenty of things. Evaporated milk. I have the list here in front of me. I'm probably showing how the pork is made behind the scenes here a little bit. But yeah, there's potatoes. There's boxes of mashed potatoes as well. Sweet potatoes, yams, evaporated milk. You know, the usual staples for Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. With the potatoes and the sweet potatoes, one thing that I noticed on there is they want boxes of mashed potatoes and cans of sweet potato because they're obviously not going to have time to process the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And it's interesting that it's seemingly correlating, but sort of coalescing around a really needy time of year as well. These times of years tend to be very rough for people in need, for those with not as much food, not as much not as high of an income as perhaps would be ideal in some circumstances. And, you know, as COVID has continued and as the impacts of COVID have continued, you know, there's always been high rates of need in the Riley County area, but it seems like this year there's even higher rates.
They said, I was reading the website, and they said last year, I think at the bread basket, they gave away almost 2 million pounds of meals.
Wow.
And this year, like I said, because of the lack of help, the lack of getting a product to the stores, that some of their bigger sponsors have had to step out. So that's why, another reason why I'm hoping that we can get the community to help as well.
And it's sort of, I've noticed a lot of these efforts popping up around the community, not necessarily committed to specifically this drive or specifically the holiday, but over the last few years or the last few months, I've noticed numerous opportunities of people opening up new ways to help people out with food needs, whether it's from, you know, pop-up boxes on the side of the road or near buildings, to drives like this. And you mentioned this may be a bit bigger than AAA in some ways. I imagine you're seeing some of these same needs as well.
I am. One of the reasons that I started this is it's close to my heart. When I was in college, I used to live right across the street from the homeless shelter here in Manhattan. And there's about four or five of us that lived in this house, and we actually would have our own little Thanksgiving. And then everything we had left over, we'd take over to the homeless shelter and share with the people living there. So I've been around and witnessed this need for a long time, and I just actually want to thank AAA for giving me the opportunity to step it up and hopefully help a whole lot more people.
And we don't have Mary Beth Kiefer here to ask her, but what is some of the response you've heard from the bread basket about this going on, and how you're sort of stepping in at a time when they did lose some of their donors? What is their response been?
Obviously, they've been very grateful. It was kind of Mary Beth and I had the conversation whether it's going to be just AAA or should we expand it. And you know, like I said, with her losing some of the bigger sponsors, we want to get as much as possible. So her and I working together got them involved, got everyone involved.
And just a reminder, for those who want to donate, for those who want to help out, what can they do? Where can they go?
They can go to the AAA office, which is in the Southwind Place right across the Panera parking lot. We've also got Verizon is involved. Complete Nutrition is involved. Bork Brothers is involved. Fifely Jewelry and Mobile Revive.
And all sort of in the downtown, a lot of them in the downtown area specifically as well.
We're all in that strip mill between Target and Panera Bread on the west side.
Okay, west side. There we go. All right. Well, Mike, I appreciate you coming.
Absolutely. I appreciate the chance to talk about it.
Of course. And if you can check this whole episode recorded on our website, newsradiokman.com. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Sydney and Steven. And thanks, Larry, for coming out.
Moving up on 10 a.m., by the way, monthly siren tests are going to be kicked in here momentarily. It's 10 o'clock.